Kevin Eaves, Chris Melly, days out from the start of Donegal 2024. Kevin, you haven't done as much rallying this year as you probably would have liked, but how are you fixed now heading into another international?
Hi, yeah, well, definitely. Hey, we're probably only, we normally would have five or six events done running into Donegal, so we're probably a wee bit shy that way. But no, hey, I suppose we've come here every year, so we're comfortable enough. We had a bit of a run out in Baltinglass there 2 weeks ago, so we're happy with the yarn. Kind of halfway through the recce here now, so we're happy out.
Yeah. What can you do this year? Obviously, it's your home event, but Donegal hasn't been the best of hunting grounds, let's be honest about it. Kevin, there's always a big hope that Kevin Eaves will be one of the men coming over the ramp first, but it hasn't worked out in that form for you. Can you turn it around this year?
I don't know. Okay, to be truthful, you know what we found last year? We kind of went at it, I suppose, a wee bit more relaxed last year. And we actually, I suppose, with Mechanical Baller on the second last stage would put us out, but we were, I suppose, second to Kevin Galler, and Austin Tourish was kind of battling. So I think we just kind of, we're just trying to enjoy it. I think every other year we kind of loaded ourselves up and, you know, tried to focus on this and that, and you were just doing 10 million things to try and do it, where I think we just go at it the same as every other rally and do a good recce and have a bit of crack and see where it goes. So we'd run that way and see what happens.
Yeah. We'll bring the man that sits to the left of you in the car, Chris Melly. Chris, you've a bit of reckoning done. Heading back to Inishowen, and it seems to be an even playing field for everybody because they haven't, it hasn't been down there in 13 years, so it's basically all new. What do you expect, or what are you now expecting come race day Friday?
I suppose that fresh rain's definitely, so is that a level playing field for everybody there, Oisin? Haven't done the reckoning there yesterday. It's they're nice flowing stages, they're challenging, and I think it's an even playing field for everybody out there. So, you know, I think Friday's going to be, I suppose, the kickstart for it all there. Everybody's going to be doing their best to get their best foot ahead, and so, you know, we're looking forward to it.
Yeah. What's the trick on Friday then? Is it a case just to be at the head of the field of the two-wheel drives and obviously trying not to lose time to the guys around you?
Yeah, I suppose you need to be up there in the top few to carry it through to Saturday, and that's the intention, I suppose. But I think the weather's going to play a lot in it. You know, it's the forecast is kind of mixed out there, and you know, a wrong tyre choice could decide it all for you.
Yeah. What are you looking forward to the most? What's the stage that you enjoy most, Chris?
Actually, I enjoy Glen the way it is this year. Going down into the village, I think that the first bit of that stage is very good, and it's grippy, and you know, there's time to be made in it. So no, that's definitely my favourite one, actually.
Kevin, what are you looking forward to?
I always kind of have this thing, I always enjoy Fannad, you know. I just find that kind of big, fast flowing stage really, really cool now. But I'm kind of liking the look of Malin Head, you know, too. It's a challenging, kind of bumpy, tricky stage. So that's probably the two standout ones I would have so far.
Okay. Just finally then, obviously, Kevin's going to be favoured for the two-wheel drive category in the starting, and particularly if he gets to the Saturday and gets to open it up in the in the bigger roads, it will suit him and suit his car. Can Kevin Eaves and Chris Melly stay in his tail through this event this weekend?
Okay, I suppose what I would say nearly is, if we were to take a thing maybe the Friday, I always kind of feel like the way Donegal's formatted now with nobody with familiarity to Friday is treat it like a national rally and kind of try and plough on a bit the Friday. I do think come Saturday, Sunday, even from last year, like Kevin will just chip on, you know, like he is the talent, and then he even gets that jump on knock alley, he's that quick on it. So I do think we just have to do the work to, if you can tuck in behind him and see what kind of happens, but you need to stay up there. There's 8 or 10 men in the modified this year, so if you fall, but the way I look at it, if you're falling back into 6 or 7, bad luck's not going to fall on everybody in front of you. So if the top ramp's the one, you need to stay in probably the top 3 and close, even top 4 maybe, keep them very tight, and let Kevin go on and do his own thing. So
yeah. Well, obviously there's a couple of others, finally a couple of other Donegal boys there, like some Mark Alcorn, Damien Tourish, boys you know very well, boys you've raced against lately too. So Kevin, it's there's always a good battle, a good fight between you boys.
Yeah, there is, hey, and we're digging for dust all the time, and like even there Baltinglass, like Declan Galler there, I kind of think he seems to have brought himself to the boil. Like, you know, he's going very, very hard down there. So I think there's definitely all them boys. We're kind of, we haven't come across each other much this year, you know, the way the things kind of fell. So, but everybody's been kind of doing their own wee rallies and tipping away. So I think it is going to be a big race, you know.
Okay. Well, listen, Kevin and Chris, thanks for coming in and taking time out from your recce, and the best of luck this weekend.
Cheers, Ashley.
Thanks.